Today we will be learning lesson number 5 in Megillas Esther. We'll be learning Perek Beis, chapter 2, Psukim Tes to Tes Zion, 9 to 16. In the Simonim Tanakh, we're on page 1263, about a third of the way down the page. So now, after Esther has been taken into the palace, let's see what happens to her in the palace. Pasuk Tes. Vatetav Hanara Ve'enov. Hanara, the young maiden, is referring to Esther. Teta, from the word Tov, good. She was pleasing Ve'enov in his eyes, and that's Haggai, who was in charge of all the harem over there. And therefore, since she was pleasing in his eyes, why? Because not only was she beautiful superficially, but she also was beautiful inside. As Haggai got to know her, he really began to see what kind of a special woman she was. Vatisa chesed lifanov, and she found, she carried, as it were, kindness before him. In other words, he liked her for no real reason, as it were. And therefore, he did a lot of special things for her. Number one, vayivahel, and he hurried estamrukeha, her cosmetics. Every woman got cosmetics, but he hurried her up in the line, as it were. Vesmonosel, and her portions. Loseis law, to give them to her, more so than other women's. Also, Vesheva Hanaros, and he gave her 7 maidens to work for her. Haru'us, that were fitting. Loseis law, to give to her. Mibes HaMelech, from the king's palace. Now, why did she need 7 maids? The answer is, we know that even though she had maids, Esther would not sit around and do nothing, because we know if a person doesn't do anything, that leads to licentious behavior. So every day she would still be busy doing things, working as it were. Now if all the, so she has all the maids, now Esther had to be careful that no one would know that she was Jewish. Now they're going to notice something very different. If 6 days at work she's very busy doing things, and the 7th day she stops, they will all understand that she is Jewish. So therefore, what does she do? She tells each maid to only come 1 day of the week. So every maid of the first 6 days, she's very busy, and figured she's probably busy on the 7th day. The maid who comes on the 7th day, see she doesn't do anything on the 7th day, figures she's not doing anything on the other 6 days. So that's how she made use of these 7 maids. And also, Vayishaneha, and he changed for her, the Esnarosel, and her maids, Lutov, for the best portions, Beis Hanoshim, in the house of the harem, as it were. So he gave her much better things, and for her maidservants as well. So he did a lot of things for her, hurried her up in what she was supposed to get, giving her the maidservants, hurrying up not just in cosmetics, but in other gifts. And he changed things for her, treated her much better than everybody, not just hurried these things, but gave better ones, the best portions, as it were, more than anyone else, treated her very special. In the meanwhile, Yud, but lo higida, but she doesn't reveal, Esther does not reveal Es Amo, her nationality, Ves Moladita, and her lineage. Why? Ki, because Mordechai tziva, because Mordechai commanded Aleha to her, asher lo sagit, that she should not tell. So the reason she didn't tell, because Mordechai said not. Why did Mordechai tell her not to ever tell? Because number one, Mordechai figures, if she is being taken, maybe she may be chosen to be the queen. And obviously, if she would be chosen to be the queen, she is chosen, so Hashem wants her to save the Jewish people. And she's in a better position to save the Jewish people if she does not relate that she is Jewish. Also, by not saying she's Jewish, no one will realize she's related to Mordechai. So Mordechai, people will not conceal anything from Mordechai if they don't sense that he is related to her. Also, he didn't want her to relate her lineage, because she came from a royal lineage. She came from the house of Shaul. And Ahasuerus wanted somebody who was more humble, who's not from great lineage, so he doesn't have to have any problems from his new wife. Also, if she doesn't tell anybody who she is, she can keep her Jewish religion clandestinely. If they know she's Jewish, they're going to try to stop her keeping her Yiddishkeit. Now, although some of those reasons may no longer have applied once she got married, the Vilna Gaon notes that even if some of the reasons didn't apply and she already became the queen, she still didn't tell why, even though maybe it didn't make sense anymore, but ki Mordechai tzivo, because Mordechai said it, so she's not going to change it. So she see her loyalty to Mordechai's words. And each and every day, Mordechai misalech, Mordechai walked about, lifnei, before chatzar beis hanoshim, the courtyard of the harem. Why? Lodas, to know, es shalom, the well-being of Esther, uma yeyosala, and what would become of her, and also we could say what would be accomplished through her. He's waiting to see how the Yad Hashem is going to orchestrate things with her being in this place. So now in Pasuk Yud Beis and Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, the next three Pesukim, we're told what the usual treatment each one of these young maidens had in her relationship to seeing Ahasuerush. Uva Hagia, and when it reached Tor, the turn of Na'ara Venara, each and every young maiden, Lavo, to come El HaMelech Ahasuerush, to Ahasuerush the king. And when would be her turn? Miketz, at the end of Heyos Lo Kiddos Hanashim, when it was the practice to be treated according to the law of the women. And what is that law? Shneimasar, 12 Chodesh months. She would have to have 12 months of preparations. Now, the real reason he didn't want the women to come right away, because he was afraid that these women could have communicable diseases. So he figured if they're around for 12 months and nothing happened to them, then they're okay for him to be with. And once he's delaying them, he delayed it for 12 months so that they could beautify themselves, and it would be the following. Kichem, because such, Yimlu would be filled, Yimei, the days of Merukehen, their cosmetics. They put on different cosmetics to have a desired effect. And it took a year, because Shisha Chadoshim, 6 months, the cosmetics of Beshem and Hamor, with an oil of mirth, Vishisha Chadashim, and 6 months, Babasamim, with perfumes, Ubisam Ruke Anoshim, and cosmetics for women. So it's like two reasons. One, to make sure they don't have any disease, and to bring out the most beauty that they could have. Yud Gimel, Ubazeh, and with this, Hanara Ba El HaMelech, the maiden would come to the king with what? Eskol Asher Tomar, whatever she asked for, such as jewelry, a nice dress, some music, Ina Selah will be given to her, Lavoima, to come with her, Mibes HaNoshim, from the harem, Ad Beis HaMelech, to the king's palace. Yudalad Bo'erev, in the evening, Hivah, she would come, Uvaboker, in the morning, Hishava, she would return, El Beis HaNoshim Sheni, into the second harem, to stay there. It would not be honorable for a woman who was with the king for one night to be with anyone else. And who is in charge of the second harem? Al Yad, in the custody of a person by the name of Shashgaz, who was Sri Samelech, a chamberlain of the king, Shomer HaPilakshim, the guardian of the concubines. Lo Sava Od Al HaMelech, she will no longer come to the king, Ki'im, except Chofetz BaMelech, if the king wants her, V'nikra B'Shemen, calls her by name. Otherwise, she could sit there for the rest of her life. That's how it was with everybody else. Obviously, every girl wanted to be the queen and would try her best and would want the most to make it possible for the king to want her. Tesvav, Uvehagia, and when it reached Tor, the turn of Esther, and now we are given a greater detail of her lineage, Bas, the daughter of a man by the name of Avichayel, and Avichayel was Dod, the uncle of Mordechai. And that's why, again, Esther was his first cousin. Now, why are we mentioning her lineage now and more? Asher lo kach lo, which he took for himself. He took Esther, Levas, for a daughter, and also for marriage. And when it became her turn, so this is parenthetically, the Giat Tor Esther, the rest is parenthetically, Laval HaMelech, to come to the king. So why are we mentioning her background and the fact to repeat that Mordechai raised her? because she knew her background, and that's what's being emphasized here, you'll see that she tries to be rejected. So maybe she'll get home and will not have to be with the king. And therefore, what does she do different? Lo viksha davar. Lo, she did not viksha, request of her anything. She didn't, don't give me anything. It's, in other words, she doesn't want to be accepted because she knows her great lineage. However, she did come up with something. Ki'im, except es asher yomar Haggai, which Haggai said, Sri Samelch, the chairman of the king, Shomer Nashim, the guardian, the one who was who had the custody of the women, he gave her certain things. He said, listen, you have to at least come in with this and this gift or this and this dress or whatever. Vatehi Esther. And Esther would, Noses, would find chen, favor, be'enei, in the eyes, kolel, all the people of Zor. Everyone claimed her as a member of her people, even though she asked for nothing, but still, everybody liked her. So she found charm, not only in Haggai, but everybody who saw her found charm in her. Finally, so now it's her turn to go. She doesn't want anything. Haggai gives her certain things. Tezai, Vatilokach, and she is taken by force. Esther is taken, El HaMelech Achashverosh, to the Achashverosh, the king. El Beis Malchuso, to his palace. When? Bachodesh Ho'asiri, in the 10th month of the year, from the month of Nisan. And what is that? Hu Chodesh Teves, is the month of Teves. Bishnas, in the year of Sheva, the 7th year Lamachuso of his kingdom. Remember, the story started in the 3rd year of his kingdom. Remember, we mentioned that was in the year 3395, and now we are going 4 more years. So now this is happening in the year 3399 from creation. So there's already a gap of 4 years from the party where Vashti was killed, and it's already 4 years that Achashverosh is seeking to find a wife. Let's take a look at the questions now. Question number 1. Who was pleased with Esther and why? Haggai was pleased with her. Why? Because not only was she physically beautiful, but she also had a deeper inner beauty as well in terms of her midos. 2, what did he do so special for Esther? A number of things. He hurried up her cosmetics. He hurried up her portions. He gave her 7 maidservants. And he also changed her gifts and gave her the best portions. 3, why did Esther need 7 maidens to serve her? She wanted to have 1 maiden for every day of the week, so they could never figure out that she was keeping Shabbos. 4, did Esther tell anyone about her nationality or lineage? No. Who instructed Esther about her nationality or lineage and why? Mordechai instructed her not to tell. Why, as we said, 1, he felt that she was destined to help the Jews, and she'd help the Jews better if nobody knew she was a Jew. 2, so no one would know that she was related to Mordechai, so Mordechai could know what was going on. 3, no one should know her royal lineage, so Achashverosh will not be threatened by a woman who he thinks rather is humble. And also said she will be able to keep her religion. 6, what did Mordechai do every day after Esther was taken, and why? He would walk about in front of the courtyard of the harem to find out what was doing with Esther. 7, how long was it until each maiden was able to see the king, and why? It was a year. Mainly because to make sure they didn't have any diseases. And 2, that would be enough time for them to beautify themselves as much as possible with the different cosmetics. 8, what did each maiden take with them to the king? Whatever they want, which would include things such as jewelry, nice clothes, or music with them. 9, what time of day did each maiden enter to see the king? In the night. 10, what time of day did each woman leave after seeing the king? In the morning. 11, where did they go after seeing the king, and why? They go to the 2nd harem, and they couldn't go back home because it would not be honorable for a king who was with a woman that she would now be with another man. Who was in charge of the 2nd harem? That was a person by the name of Shashgaz. 13, when could a maiden possibly come back to the king? Only if he would call for her by name. 14, who was the father of Esther? Avichayil. What was his relation to Mordechai? Avichayil was the uncle of Mordechai. 16, why does the text tell us Esther's lineage now? to show us that that's why she didn't want to take anything with her, because she knew what lineage she had. She did not want to be the wife of Ahasuerus, and she figured if she doesn't take anything with her, she won't be that wife, and she wants to maintain her royal lineage. 17, what did Esther request to take with her to see the king, and why? She requested nothing, because she did not want to be selected by the king. 18, what did Esther actually take with her to see the king, and why? Whatever Haggai gave her, because Haggai didn't want her to not look appealing to him. 19, who else was pleased with Esther? Truthfully, everybody was pleased with her. Whoever she saw, anyone who saw her was pleased with her, and they all felt that she must have been a member of their people. 20, did Esther voluntarily go in to see the king? No. 21, in what month did Esther enter to see the king? In the 10th month of the year, which is the month of Teves. In which year of the king's reign did Esther enter to see the king? In the 7th year of Ahasuerus' reign. 23, in which year of creation did Esther enter to see the king? In the year 3399 is when she came. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson and spend some time going over the first four lessons as well. Have a great day.